There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Spelman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
I believe that the Lord will move mountains tonight. I truly believe. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says, for without faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6, he said, it is impossible to please God. He says, for he that cometh unto God must believe first that he exists. It's possible to be praying and shouting, and your mind is there wondering, is God really alive? We adore you, Holy Spirit. You are mighty. You're mighty in this place. I adore you, Holy Spirit. Must also believe that he is the rewarder. It's not enough to know that he exists, but you must know that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And let me tell you, your coming is a sign of faith. Hallelujah. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I know that God is going to do mighty things tonight. I know by the Spirit that certain people will part with some mountains forever because he's alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Spirit of the living God, once again we trust you to do mighty things. We can of ourselves do nothing. But we thank you for your ability, that irresistible power. You are the glory of God at work in our lives. And I thank you because Jesus will be glorified tonight. Let the sick be healed, O God, no matter what the condition is. Let everyone under the yoke and the influence of any power other than you be delivered and be set free. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let the reality of your power be demonstrated. Once again, let your people know they have a God that is alive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please greet everyone you can find around you. Give them a big hug. Welcome them. This is our March Miracle Service. Come on, Koinonia. You are too cold. Abba, just go around. Greet people. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Those inside, can you shout hallelujah? Those outside, show them you know what you are doing. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 2. Just share a few things. And then we will prove to the devil Jesus was not joking when he hung on the cross.
Thou art welcome in this place, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thou art welcome in this place, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on to you we lift our hands and praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. Glory, glory, glory.
Says, if I be lifted, I will draw all men to myself. Tonight we pray that you be lifted in the midst of your people. Thank you because of the mighty things you will do in this place. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone. This is our March miracle service. We thank God for what he's going to be doing. Can you celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. We specially appreciate all those who have taken the time to come from various places outside of this city. We honor you. We love you. God bless you. You will never be disappointed. There are many families here. There are many people who have come from different places. Praise the Lord. The Lord will surely visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church of God is a victorious church. Hallelujah. Please listen. I just want to build on something small and then we'll pray. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church that Jesus birthed, is not some weak and beggarly religious church that just exists to keep scrounging and walking as if Jesus told us a lie. How many of you believe that this Bible is real? How many of you believe that this Bible is the truth? How many of you believe that Jesus died? You must believe it. The Bible says, he that comes to God must believe. Hallelujah. I thank God for a platform like Koinonia, and I honor the Lord with no bias, because it is a prophetic place where the demonstration of the reality of the kingdom is made manifest. I will never want to represent a God who is powerless. Hallelujah. Why should I stand and tell people that Jesus died and I was not there and there is no way to prove it? When Jesus died on the cross, he said it is finished. And all the powers of hell heard him. Hallelujah. Lots of people teach about Jesus being victorious. We write books about the victory of Jesus. We write books and we preach all kinds of messages about the glory of God. Hallelujah. But there are very few people who can become envoys of the demonstration of the reality of this glory. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Our God is a powerful God. Don't let your circumstances rise to a point where they diminish the power of God. My God is mighty. That's why we sang that song. He's a savior that can move mountains. Hallelujah. Jesus left us a powerful gospel. Jesus left us a victorious life. Jesus did not die to just bring some average people who are under the mercy of Satan. Can I tell you something? Satan is not the opposite of Jesus. I've said this thing again and again. Because the theology that many people have been taught in church is that Satan is touch not. Don't touch him, he won't touch you. Who told you? Hallelujah. There are all kinds of cold ministries and churches who make many members sit down and wonder. They read what the Bible says here. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall also do. He said, and greater works. We've preached all versions of what we believe to be greater works. Hallelujah. Jesus defeated Satan. He defeated hell and the grave. And he rose again. But many people say amen. But our life is not stamping that amen. Hallelujah. And there are many of us preachers that claim we are called. We even claim we are anointed. Do you know what the anointing is? The anointing is not something that throws people on the floor. If that's all the anointing does, then wind too. Hurricane is also anointing. Are you getting my point now? The anointing is God's ability to do work. The same power that created the universe. Hallelujah. That's the power that can quench the voice of every evil. Listen, let me tell you something. It's so sad that even in the body of Christ today, when people are delivered from the hand of darkness. Hallelujah. They are criticized and people say, deliverance is over. Are you joking? The hallmark of the demonstration of the authority is the displacement of darkness by light. Praise the Lord. There are many people who go to church every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday. We sit down there and the devil is tying many destinies down. And the preacher comes with his manuscript and comes to recite all kinds of poems. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is standing by. The Lord left us a church of power. He left us a church of authority. Are you getting my point? And let me tell you something. We have no right to stop people from going to herbalists and witch doctors until the church becomes a place of light where people can come genuinely. We are very quick to criticize people and say, why did you go to the herbalist? Why did you go to this and that and that? But let me tell you something. If the church cannot solve the problem of people, they will keep going to every herbalist possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because people are desperate for a solution. It's easy for us to sit down as men of God with our suit and ties and all the protocols around. And there are people who are, there are some of you right now, in this place, your issue is a matter of life and death. Your sickness is a terminal disease. You may just be laughing, but you know that you have, they're giving you the range of time to live. There are people who have traveled risking themselves on the road. Will they just come and sit down and watch a man on suit and watch nicely dressed people? Are you joking? The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has become so powerless, with men of God bragging all around. Yet there are demons and principalities. There are all kinds of things tying the lives of people down. And we preach all kinds of messages to explain away responsibility. The God that saved me is a powerful God. The God that anointed me is a powerful God. And the last time I checked my Bible, I never saw Satan arguing with God. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Bible tells us that he entered a city. And when he entered a city, it was noise. Let's go to our Bibles. Ah, my body is itching me to do something for the devil this night. Mark 1. I believe in the power of God. Oh. I believe in the power of God. Someone said, I don't believe in healing. I said, no problem. The day the doctors cannot help you, you will believe. Surely. Or the day your brother or sister is diagnosed with something that the doctors cannot cure, you will believe that miracles are real. There are people, even maybe some of you sitting down right now, you don't even believe that miracles are real. You are welcome. Hallelujah. It's sad that we live in a generation where men of God fake miracles. They call somebody to sit on a wheelchair and then they say stand up and he stands up. And Nigerian films have been, they have received a recent baptism from the devil to mock men of God. Hallelujah. And they act all kinds of films. And the man of God is casting the devil. And the devil will turn and slap the man of God. And then the man of God will be paralyzed. These kinds of teachings. And they scorn men of God. Let me tell you something. Not everybody is fake. There are people who have met God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And all this mockery that they mock men of God and make them powerless. And you see a man praying and the demons are around. They are even dancing and rejoicing. Joking. Except where the Bible says the light shines in the darkness. And it says the darkness not only lives but it cannot comprehend it. Hallelujah. Mark. Thank you, Jesus. Sibatako Shubrendika Palia Barka Suprondu Supayaba. Mark 1 verse 21. Let me just read a few scriptures to let us know that this kingdom is a kingdom of power. This kingdom is a kingdom of grace. It's a kingdom of strength. Don't sit helpless as though Satan cannot bow. Let me tell you something, he can bow. We have watched a lot of witchcraft activities. We have seen so many things in our families. And because of that, many people have come to believe that nothing can be done. We've stayed around a lot of unbelief. Verse 21. And they went to Capernaum, and straight away on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one with authority and not as the scribes. 23. And there was in their synagogue a man who had what? An unclean spirit. And when Jesus entered, the unclean spirit cried out. 24.
saying, let us alone. I mean, Jesus shows up in a synagogue and a man is sitting quietly, and the light and power that emanates from him compels those demons to say, leave us alone. This is in your Bible, Christians. This is in your Bible. He said, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? You now see why he told Paul, Jesus we know. Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. 25. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Verse 26. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. 27. And they were all amazed. You know why? Because until the New Testament, they didn't cast out demons. They isolated those who had demons and stoned them at times. Are you getting my point? Because they did not have that ability. So when they saw this happen, that a man can speak, this was a demonstration of the superiority of the kingdom of our God. He said, they were amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits. And they, did the Bible say, they argued? But the kind of church that we are marketing to believers today is the kind of church where believers argue. We argue, and you tell people be healed, and the devil just sits there, and all kinds of people come to church year after year and after year, and nothing changes in their lives. This is Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus inspires me. Goodness. Read verse 32. Jesus inspires me. Sometimes when I begin to read the Bible, I just begin to cry. I say, what manner of man? What manner of man? 32. And when it was evening, when the sun did set, they brought to him how many? All that were diseased. They knew he was going to heal them. Pastors, do the members of our churches know we can heal them? Do they know? People just argue and say, me, I don't have a healing ministry. My own is just to teach. We find the aspect that is easy and we capitalize on it. Show me who had the healing ministry in the Bible. They brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were what? Possessed with devils. What did he do? And all the city, Kabalako Satabaya. All the city came and gathered in front of the door because they were desperate for solution. Hear me, brothers and sisters. The world is still desperate for solution. And they will do anything. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Hallelujah. 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. Listen, because he had this ability to heal and deliver, he ran just to go and pray. And let's see what happened. 36. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. 37. And when they had found him, they said what? Unto him, all men seek for thee. Why do they seek for thee? Many preachers think members come to church because they love them. You better stop dreaming. These people love themselves and they have problems. If you cannot solve their problems, get ready to be frustrated in ministry. So if a herbalist can do what a pastor should do, your members will come to church on Sunday. Immediately after the grace, they will take their honorarium and all their empty bottles and whatever and race down to go and meet a herbalist that they think they can seek for and try to look for power. If peradventure the problem can be solved. But brothers and sisters, I bring you a message tonight. There is a God that is alive. Jesus is alive. Say it one more time. Jesus is alive. Say it again. Jesus is alive. We talk so much about the glory of God. We want to see your glory. Oh God, show us your glory. And I always ask, what is the glory of God? What is the glory of God? When we say, Lord, reveal your glory in the midst of your people. When we say, bring revival, what exactly are we talking about? Gold dust? Sparks of light? When we ask him to reveal his glory, let me tell you what the revelation of the glory is. John 1. Sorry, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 11. Let's see what the Bible says. John 2, verse 11. It's projected. Can we read together? One to read. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. Hold on. How did he manifest his glory? How did he manifest his glory? By the demonstration of miracles, signs and wonders. When he did things that astonished them. The revelation of the kingdom of God. The Bible says, as a result, his disciples believed on him. That means when the glory is truly revealed, it makes men believe in the name of the Lord. John the Baptist was caught and he was there in prison and he got angry. And the Bible says, when he heard about the things that Jesus was doing, he said they should go and ask Jesus, art thou the Christ? In other words, are you the anointed one or should we expect another? Jesus did not answer. He said, go and tell him the things that you see and hear. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf, their ears are opened, the dead are raised. This is the manifestation of the kingdom. If your family comes today and they come and receive breakthroughs, and all kinds of cancers and tumors and demonic things leave them, let me tell you something, they will believe in the name of the Lord. It's very difficult to resist the power of God when you see it in action. Hallelujah. It's very, very difficult. The Lord wants us to believe in him. While I was coming, I saw something around the market. I think I was going to PZ in the afternoon. And I saw somebody that gathered people around. People just gathered. You know, all these men that tried to do all kinds of things. No invitation. And the people gathered. And I said, this God's own version will happen this night. Hallelujah. I believe in him. He didn't leave us a weak and beggarly gospel. He left us a gospel of power that can be demonstrated here and now. Everybody say, the power of God is real and can be demonstrated here and now. So I bring you a word of encouragement, especially for those of us who have come from different places. By the grace of God, with all humility, I assure you that this is not just a place you come around to just laugh and feel good and go. Something will change in your life. Because Jesus is alive and we believe him. We believe him. A man approved of God with miracles, signs and wonders. God has approved of us with miracles and signs and wonders. And tonight, let me tell you, we are here to put an end to the activities of wickedness. Hallelujah. There are many of us who are seated right here. Especially for those of us who are just coming here. Someone sent me a text, I think as early as 2 or 3 this morning. A lady. And she said she woke up and she had a very terrible dream. And in a dream, another woman was molesting her. And all kinds of things. She said, and this thing has happened again and again. You go and meet an average preacher. Says, oh, you don't have faith. If you had faith, the person would not come. Are you joking? Whereas, the preachers too are suffering their own. Demons oppressed me for many years. I was healing the sick and casting out devils. I was still being oppressed by demon spirits. My own is not like a dream. I saw it. So it's not like somebody is preaching a gospel. Another gospel. I have experienced it. I know that demons don't respect title. There is only one language that commands respect in the spirit. They can call you apostle. They can call you whatever you want to be called. No matter how mad a madman is, he never enters fire by mistake. He can carry something that doesn't belong. They say, I'll leave him, he's mad. But as mad as he is, when he sees fire, he will turn back. The Bible says, he maketh his angels spirits and his ministers flames. Hallelujah. No matter how mad a man is, pastor, he doesn't enter fire. Because in his madness, he knows what fire can do. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, how awe-inspiring are your ways. It says, through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves. I saw the devil jeopardize my family. I knew where my father came from. And I saw the activities of witchcraft and wickedness that happened. A lot of preachers preached me into believing everything was alright. But I knew that it is true that Christ died on the cross. But I knew that... See, let me tell you. Look up, please. Knowing what Jesus has done is not revelation. It is knowing what you need to do to make it a reality that is revelation. Many people have knowledge. Let me tell you, I preached somewhere, you can get the message. And I said the key to accessing the glory and demonstrating the reality of the kingdom is not knowledge, it's understanding. Understanding tells you how to make something real here and now. The day I caught a revelation and a light in my spirit, I ran home. I ran home and I stood in front of my door and I said, the demons that oppress me, I beg you, please come. This is not just some jamboree that we do in church. I knew it entered me. And let me assure you, ask the devil till tomorrow. Till tomorrow. But I never knew it was real. I prayed. I fasted. 7 days fasting. At the end of that fasting, they will come and oppress me. Let me tell you, I prayed, I fasted, just like many of you have been fasting. But there are laws in this kingdom. Things don't just happen because you are born again. Are you listening to me? There are families that have come. Mama, let me tell you, God is going to visit you. As I'm standing here, I'm already seeing oppression. This is you being tied. This is what I'm seeing. Do you know a man can be walking physically, but spiritually he's in prison? Go and read your Bible. He said to open the doors of the prison. The people did not know they are in prison. Physically you are walking. Physically you are moving. Someone lives abroad and just comes back to remain in the village. They say, my brother, why did you come back? He said, me too, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Many of you don't know why Paul said, I am not ashamed. If you understand the gospel very well, it takes courage to preach it because it's not attractive. So Paul said, I am not ashamed of every aspect of the gospel that must be taught. Hallelujah. We have seen all kinds of oppressions, all kinds of things. I've shared with you in this place. a woman who came for counseling. Every time when she sleeps, she sees monkeys coming to molest her. And she had stillbirth at the teaching hospital in Shika. Not Shika, the other one in PZ. You know that one there in Sabo. And she gave birth to half man, half monkey, dead physically. How do you explain this? Look, let me tell you. Come to terms with the fact that this world is a wicked world. Are you getting me? If you get this thing, this is deliverance for you this night. Because you will stop listening to many messages that don't make sense. At once you will know that if you do not arise and stamp the devil where he belongs, he will eat you up as if Jesus did not die. Hallelujah. I believe in the power of God. I am convinced that every believer should be a threat to the kingdom of darkness. I prayed for some ladies. I think you were there, Kenny. Some ladies that came and I prayed for them. One of the ladies, she had not slept for a long time because these demons come to oppress her. She can't sleep. When I prayed for her, I casted out that devil of darkness. There and then, it was less than 10 seconds, she started sleeping. You see what is killing some of our parents? They hold their drugs on their hands, but the sleep will not come. The Bible says, he giveth his beloved sleep. And if the devil argues with that, you prove to him that you know what you are saying. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, God has never had cause to rise up from his throne, but there was still war in heaven for Satan to leave heaven. There had to be war to leave. What do you think will make Satan just live freely in your life? If there was war to get Satan out of heaven. He said there was war in heaven. Is that not true? It was on account of that war Satan was cast down. I write to you, my son Timothy, that ye war a good warfare with the prophecy that has been given unto you. He didn't say carry. The warfare is not this madness we do around. The warfare is having an understanding of what your role is in making the word of God become a reality. And brothers and sisters, I bring you good news. We have fasted for today. We have prayed for today. All the departments and workers have prayed. We have prayed, and I assure you, the devil will let you go tonight if you are interested. If you are not interested, there are other miracle services that are coming. But tonight, if you are tired, you can tell the devil is over. There are families that have been tied down. There are some of our fathers, they are not doing their responsibilities as men. And you think it's just like that. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Are you hearing me? Nothing just happens. Satan knows that Jesus has died. Satan knows that he's given the church the victory. But he also knows that we are lacking in understanding. And we must keep contending. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Tonight is my night of liberty. In the name of Jesus. Tonight is my night of healing. It's my night of deliverance. Is my night of breakthrough. Is my night of restoration. Let me talk about marriage a little. Because we are going to confront that thing this night. There are many people. If the power of God does not step into your life, you will never marry. I don't care what you rob. Foundation. The next one after it. Whatever it is. Because the problem is not your physical appearance. There are powers that tie men down. The Bible says he said, what seest thou? Zechariah 1 verse 18. He said, four horns. These horns have lifted up themselves against Judah, against Israel, against Jerusalem, so that no man will lift up his head. He said, but I have sent carpenters. We are going to pray. Let me preach to everyone here that marriage is the will of God. Are you hearing me? Marriage is what? Absolutely. The devil knows what marriage can do. If marriage did not affect Satan, he will not fight it. Are you getting my point? Sister, the devil knows why he's fighting to make sure your husband does not come. But this night, the Bible says at a prophetic word, bones that never saw each other for a long time started relocating till they came. There is a husband for you. Don't let statistics deceive you. Whether it is 10 men, 10 women to one man, is none of your business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says you shall not call what they call conspiracy, conspiracy. He said, when men shall say there is a casting down, what is your testimony? There is a lifting up. Many ladies are afraid now to an extent that people are just becoming desperate. They say, do you know there are no husbands? Who told you? Who told you? Who told you there are no husbands? My God will locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to address issues. It's a miracle service. It's not a healing service. Miracles are more than healing. There are many of us here, we are not sick, but our family needs divine intervention quick, financially and otherwise. There are many of us, everybody in your family is a graduate, but nobody is working. Everywhere you go, they drive you. Some of us even went abroad. You went abroad, you came back, and you are looking as if you never went to school. That devil must bow this night. Hallelujah. And for those of us who have been told by the doctors that nothing can be done about your situation, I bring you good news. There is a way out.
Soon answer Yesu. One day I feed you can soon I. Soon answer Yesu. One day I feed you can soon I. Soon answer Yesu. One day I feed you can soon I. Soon answer Yesu.
For some of us, it's academic bondage. People keep mocking you. They think you are lazy. You are reading all you can read. You are doing everything. But there are horns that have vowed that you will not arise. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are horns that have vowed that as far as admission is concerned, you won't get it. Or as far as this is concerned, they mark scripts. When it's time to mark your own, they forget it. Come on now. Don't tell me that's a coincidence. When you know the realm of the spirit, you know things do not just happen. Hallelujah. A lecturer just looks at you and vows to punish you in that department. What did you do? I just hate you. What kind of nonsense is that? That's a spirit speaking through that person. Hallelujah. And there are people here who have been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. At least I know that I got 2 text messages by some people. And God opened the womb of Hannah. And he opened the womb of Rachel. God can open wombs. I don't care what they say is there. How many of you have seen a bulldozer trying to throw something down? Whatever stands its way, it clears it. Whether it's called fibroid, whether it clears it away. This is the God I serve. Hallelujah. Some of us have been giving all kinds of reports. And they've said you may never be able to have a child. Even if they remove your womb, you will give birth. Hallelujah. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. Her stomach started growing. Be it unto me. When Joseph saw her stomach growing, he said, I will divorce you. I have no business with what is happening. And the angel said, what are you saying? Keep this woman. For that which is in her, how it entered the word of God, It says, through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Shortly we'll rise up and pray for 5 minutes. And that prayer is aimed at steering anger in you to say, Lord, I'm not going to go back the same. Hallelujah. You know, many of us hear words like this, but the impetus to make it our word, that's what we lack. So you can rejoice over other people. Hallelujah. You must get angry and say, Lord, as you're visiting men this night, I'm holding on to you like the woman with the issue of blood. Let people call me unclean, no problem. That's why I'm here. Are you getting my point? You must get angry. Especially for those, there are so many people, you could not get seats. You can't just be standing outside and then at the end of it, you just go back and say, I didn't get seat. Say, Lord, as a reward for this standing, the devil must bow. Hallelujah. Jesus wants his glory to be revealed. And let me tell you something. All things are possible. Say it after me. All things are possible. The Bible says Jesus healed them all. It didn't say he healed some. It didn't say he healed the ones that could be resolved. Then the ones that have gotten so bad he could not do anything. The Bible says he healed them all. That means he delivered them all. Hallelujah. And some of us here are standing in for our family members. You know that we care about family here. We are convinced in this place that if your family does not experience what you call salvation, your Christianity is not yet complete. He said, as for me and what? He didn't say as for me and myself. As for me and my house. It's not enough for you to receive breakthrough when there are people in your house who have not experienced that. They must be opened to this reality of the revelation of the power of God. Isaiah 61. Arise, shine. Isaiah 61. Let's see what the Spirit of the Lord came to do. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord, the Master, the owner of the universe, has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He had sent me to do what? Bind up the brokenhearted. He had sent me to proclaim what? Liberty. That means those who have been tied by ancestral curses and yokes, and they have said, nobody will cross this boundary. You are the one who will cross it for the first time and tell your family members the door has been opened. Everybody can now freely pass without bowing down to a dagon, without bowing down to a deity. There are some of us, as you are sitting down right now, our parents are putting pressure on us. Come home or come to the village. Let them go and bash you with whatever. Let me tell you, Africa has not forgotten where they are coming from. They are still practicing it. It's just that we are practicing part traditional religion and then on Sunday we are doing religious Christianity. Some people cannot just rise. It's called limitation. You know what limitation is? You don't remain there, you will move up. But it's like there is a mark that has been placed over your family. Nobody rises there. You see a man rising, doing well. He can get a job. One day, he will come back. Those deities are proving to you we are alive. But tonight, somebody will walk out and for the first time, you will break those barriers. And say, people in my house just get children without getting married because of frustration. When they are 55 years and no man is coming, they say, okay, just get pregnant. At least let's have children. And you will say you are the one who will break that. And you will usher in your children and everybody. There are those who say they have vowed that your degree will remain a piece of paper. You have gotten degree, you have gotten masters, but there is nothing around your life like that. Everywhere, a man will vow, pastor, and say, bring me your CV. When you are about to visit that man, someone will come in your dream and now molest you. You get up the next day to go, and the man will say, I cannot remember telling you this. Ah, yeah. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Men and women anointed to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. There are some of us, you are the first person in your family to enter university or even to complete it. And the devil has fouled. He said it has never happened. And all hell is breaking loose. They say frustrate her. Frustrate him. Frustrate them. Mandeka batata balata. Sekele posata. Who are these horns? Who are these horns that fly above the lives of people to jeopardize their prophetic destiny? Come on, pray. Pray. Tonight is a night of judgment. Tonight is a night of justice. Get angry. Tonight I will break limits where my father did not enter. I will enter by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everywhere, pray. Inside and outside. Begin to pray. I break limits. Satan, enough is enough. Hey! Come on, get angry. Inside and outside. For your destiny. Hallelujah. Look up. Please listen. 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 There are some of us, what is plaguing your family is the cause of hardship. Nobody ever finds anything easy in your family. You are born again, you pray in tongues, but until you have suffered to a point where even when God wants to bless you, you don't want to receive because you are used to suffering. Everybody must walk like an elephant for everything. Some of our parents are working 3 jobs, 5 jobs, just to be able to raise 10 or 20,000 naira. It's a curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Please listen to me. I beg you in the name of the Lord. I want you to get angry tonight. One of the things that we must all break, the Lord was ministering this to me, is this thing called limitation. Many of us don't know what limitation is. You know what limitation is? A mark has been drawn. And they say nobody can cross this mark. There are many families that are suffering this.
For years, my father was working. The people that he was part of interviewing them to get the job became his superiors because there was a barricade. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you don't believe it, I don't know how to help you this night. Because there are many people who just say, is it real? Look at your life. You have been claiming, oh, I'm free. But you are seeing trends happening in your family. Come on now. There is something to break this night. There is something to break this night. There is certainly something to break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look up. There are some of us, what must leave your family this night is the plague of death. Some after two years or three years or by September or a particular month, somebody must die or be paralyzed or be sick. Patterns of wickedness. When these limitations are broken, let me tell you, you will find yourself finally. You will see that doors will now be open. And do you know what? Listen, every time you force a door to open in the spirit, you bring others into that experience. Listen, hear this. Do you know there are many of us here? Our parents have gone for meetings to try to break some of these things. It's just that where they went, they did not sustain the kind of anointing and spiritual intelligence it takes to break. So our parents tried and it didn't work. And God said, you are the one that has been chosen. Go. Go for the family. Go for the family. Many of our family members have gone to all kinds of prophets. They have collected their money, plundered them, did everything. Nothing to show for it. We hear the chains falling. Tonight, the waters will be stirred. And I tell you, when the waters is stirred, these powers that have put a barricade and said no man will rise maritally, financially, academically. If you have been carrying an inherited disease, don't say it's like that in our family. This night, you must begin to contend. I can't remain SS simply because everyone is like that. I can't remain AS because everybody is like that. I can't have eye problem because everybody has it. Get angry. Bring them
in. Sera na 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 mosto na na na. Sera ba la dere ba ba shi da. So pa da 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 ba. Sera ma shi da na na. She Maria da ba. She na 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 da ba. She de 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 ba. She na na ba. She na na mosto no da 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 da.
Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord are in this place. It's time for miracles. It's time for that sickness to leave your body. All those outside, please lift your hands. Just those outside. Hallelujah. There are so many angels outside. Listen, there will be such a move of power and of the Spirit outside. Hallelujah. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. That fire, devils will begin to cry and jump out. Just those outside. Are you ready now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power to heal, to deliver, to set free. Thank you for the confirmation of your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus, those outside. 1, 2, 3. Shekepokotos. Reketetetetete. Sopochopes. Just those outside. The power of God is falling. I command devils, come out. Come out. Come out. I command powers, demon spirits. I command them now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Outside, the angels of God are moving everywhere. Outside, the power of God is shaking every demonic hold, acts of witchcraft, yokes, curses. Those outside, lift your hands again. Lift your hands. I just want you to focus on the screen. Those of you outside, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will count three and you will shout that name Jesus again. No power will hide. Right now. 1, 2, 3. Go, 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 go. Go, go. Hey! Come out. Come out of them. Devils, yokes, bondages, by the fire, please help the ushers if they need help. Help the ushers if they need help.
Miracles everywhere. I say right now, and right now, miracles.
The power of God will move mightily inside this place right now and shake foundations. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name Jesus. As you shout that name Jesus, no instruments. At the count of three, no instruments. Just shout that name Jesus. And the power of God will begin to deliver people inside here. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3. Sheketekete. Rekotopos. Embrebekete. Lekotosoparia. The fire of God is coming down right now. Mightily.
Shekete Mekoto Sota Teke Priastaba Sombre Tekete Sekete, bring them out. Sekete Kaprekete Lebosa Embrekete. Please help the ushers if they need more help. Separekata Mambre Boso Protos Ekrete Legos Betista Parianando Safaria Sekete Soproto Sopaka Ma prateko sopai empreto stipalia na baba baba baba. Sese kete baba 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 baba. Se proto sopreke de balaraba. Hallelujah. This role, lift your hands. The angel of the Lord is standing in this row. I pray right now, every activity of witchcraft, according to what the Lord is showing me, those in this row, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to shout, Jesus, right now, one, two, go. Let it be shaken, oh God.
And the fire break chains. I command every force of darkness. Go, go, go. Come out right now. Come out right now. Come out right now. Be exposed. Come out right now. Come out right now.
There are still many people outside. Please, outside, lift your hands. No devil will escape tonight. Outside. At the top of your voice, after the count of three, many of you will feel fire as if it's just poured on you. My God, let no spirit remain. Right now. One, two, three. All those that have come out,
those in front here as a point of contact to those who are there. By the blood, I bring a separation. I bring a separation. By the blood, now. I bring a separation. By the blood. The mystery of the blood. The mystery of the blood. The mystery of the blood. Bring the lady. Bring her here. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is not a dead God. The God that we serve is alive. He can change your life. The God that I serve is a living God. Bring the lady. Bring her. For the light shines in the darkness. Let her go now. You know my voice. Out. Now, leave her. Out. Never return again. Now, all the devils here, at the count of three, your exit comes. You hear my voice, I speak to you from the realm of the spirit. One, two, go, 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 out, out, break out, out. You must go by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go, 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 be free. I set you free.
Let her go now. Leave this little girl. Out, devil of darkness. Out. Come out of her now. Come out of her. Come out. 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 Marital delay.
Give me a hand. With a loud shout, out you go. Now! Lay your hands on this girl. Let her go now. You're a wicked spirit. Out! I see you in the spirit. Go! Out of her! Now! Pray here. Go now. Let her go now. You are a wicked spirit. Out. Come out now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The serpent spirit. Your time is over. Go. Listen. Some of you are not out here, but there are things that are already parting ways with you. Are you getting my point? I want to rebuke delay. Many of you do not know the danger of delay. If you are not experiencing any delay, no problem. But I'm just flowing as the Spirit of God. Where is your sister? Bring her. Sister, where are you? Please come and stand here. Your breakthrough has come. Marital delay, it will die now, at once. Hold my hands. Look at me. Just look at me. All right, then. You will leave her, never ever to return to her again, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, I challenge you. Something will leave you right now. I'm seeing you tied in the spirit. Marital delay. Go! Never to return. Lay your hands on your stomach. They will never say you have a fibroid. I cross that spirit. It's a family thing. Hold her. This is a family thing. May they be free, O God. Bring salvation to this family right now. Now! In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. I tell you, the devil hates this prayer. Because if he can get you to experience delay, you will give up on your faith. There are many of you, there are levels you would have entered right now. Bring this lady. Yes, come with her. Just clear the way for them. Let me just touch her head. Well done, ushers. Let her be free. Let her go. Together with the delay. Rishi Zagabana Sukleri Fatakalati Season.
Zego palada garanda shia kataga dosiza. Lagataga branda sila barando yegli.
Listen. Lift your hands, everybody. Outside, lift your hands. I'm about to challenge the spirit of delay. You can't move forward because something is tying you down. Right now, in the name that is above every other name, every delay in this place, at the count of three, I command the devils, be gone right now. One, two, three, go! 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 I cause delay. I cause delay. I cause delay. Every kind of delay. Every kind of delay. Where is the woman? Where is the woman I spoke about? One, my mother was here. How are you, madam? You came alone? Where are they? Come. Who are those that came with mommy? Bring this woman here. Sorry, just take it easy so they don't. Tonight is a night of breakthrough. Where's the daughter? I want to pray for you. God is going to visit you. This is witchcraft. Eh? Madam, this is witchcraft. I'm not going to go into any long story, but I need to pray for you. You believe that? This is your daughter.
Yes, sir.
How are you, my dear? I'm going to pray for you. Hold my hands. I'm seeing you tied. Kai, this is acute witchcraft. Where are you from?
From Edo.
Edo State.
Yes, sir.
Hold my hands.
I always find my spirit in the village.
Now, hold on. Why are you? It's just that I didn't want to talk to you. See, let me tell you something. Huh? The Lord is ministering to me. And I'm seeing something that looks like a shrine. Are you listening to me? I'm seeing something that looks like a shrine in your village. When you sleep in the night, they call your spirit. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Just if I'm lying, just
yes,
say I'm
sir.
Lying.
Yes, sir.
When you sleep, where do you see yourself?
I find myself in the village.
You find yourself in the village.
Yes.
This is what I'm seeing. They are invoking her spirit. This is what that witch doctor tried to do to the spirit of Saul. You see that in the Bible. These people are necromancers. You will be free tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I pray for you? He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Madam, look at me. Can you shout? If I ask you to shout, can you shout? I want you to shout Jesus at the top of your voice. Can you do that? Go ahead. Jesus. Let her go now. Let her go now. Out. An end comes. I command breakthrough. Let this family change. Don't cry. Can I pray for you? Father, let this lady experience breakthrough. This is part of it. Eh? You are the one that brought her. Celebrate this lady, please. You see why it's a blessing, madam. You feel pain. You used to feel pain at your back. Eh? You came here sick. Look at You came here sick now. Come and walk. Let me see where the sickness is now. Don't worry. Come up. Just come up. Check yourself. Check. Do what you couldn't do. Check whether the pain is there. Do what you couldn't do. Just do. Check.
I was already healed then.
You were what?
I was already healed.
You were already healed.
They have been calling me to come for this program. I couldn't come. Even when I was in the shop, my daughter said, Mommy, come. I kept a seat for you. When you entered, the Holy Spirit said, that is the man that will deliver you. I gave my life to Christ 20 years ago. But there's battle. I always complain, why am I seeing my spirit in the village? And anything we touch with my husband, there's nothing. I went to, even when you are preaching, you say some people will go to some me church to go and receive miracle. I went to, the last one I went to, I weep. I gave money, I cooked to this woman. He says it's a prophet.
You cook for the prophetess?
Who cook? And after I left the place, he just damaged my image. He was just saying different things about me. And I'm not like that. And God did it for me today. I'm healed.
Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. You are the one that brought her. Are you her daughter?
No, she's my neighbor.
She's your neighbor. What do you want God to do for you?
I just want to get admission, that's all.
Admission?
Yes.
Where?
Into any university.
Have you written JAMB?
No.
You are writing next week. Yes. Hold my hand, my God. In the name that is above all names, we give you admission in this place now. The God who is bigger than any registrar, bigger than any senate, He will come back and stand right here and testify. You have it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, no power will stop you. I use this as a point of contact to everyone who is going to be writing JAMB, whether for you or for your loved ones. I tell you the truth and I lie not. See, listen. Prophecy, kaya jaja, reketera, mambre tetekete palakata, rotosepa, every power that says you will not be admitted, in the name that is above all names, receive your admission, receive your admission, receive your admission, receive your admission, I provoke it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive your admission. Listen, whether you know what you are writing or not, may my God hold your hands. That hand, that if I be a servant of God, may my God hold your hand. Listen, many of you do not know the power of prophecy. Prophecy is not just about speaking. It creates the scene for your breakthrough to happen.
Zego paradia sakranda balikiti supalutikada. Likoto pradia saganda ria tagadabaya. Parada shia makrodisiza ma paradiata. Zego shila.
Give me her hands. She was coming to fight me now.
Shila.
Alright, you must leave. No, don't put it in. Hold on. You must let her go. In the name of Jesus, the Christ. Out! You are a wicked spirit. By the power of the blood. Go now! Don't waste our time here. Now! Thank you, Jesus.
Be thou enthroned on high. Enthroned.
Help me worship, Pastor.
Be thou enthroned.
Marriage. Marriage. We are going to visit the issue of marriage right now. Please, I want you to listen. I'm just flowing as the Holy Ghost is giving me grace. Sister, look at me. Just look at my eyes. You must release her right now. It's time for you to go. Out you go. Now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I set you free. Let it leave you now. Let it leave you now. Go! Please, whether it's for yourself or for your loved ones, I want you to stand and agree right now. I'm about to command that spirit that causes late marriage. Please take it very serious. This is a miracle service. Don't say it doesn't concern you. And all I want you to do is just to shout amen. All the spirits that come to molest you and molest your loved ones and cause them not to get married, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name that is above every other name, in the name that is above all names, I pray right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, please get set. Something mighty will happen in this place now. Every spirit that says there will not be marriage, by the sword of Elohim, right now, as you shout Jesus, they will depart from you now. 1, 2, go! Every marital delay, go, 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 go. Let marriage, spirit husband, out in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to you, may your life partner come into your life. I prophesy, I call forth your life partner, supernatural marriage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lady has been healed of chest condition outside. Check yourself and run out here. Check, it looks like ulcer. You just feel something leave you. Please check and run quickly. Quickly. Come and let God seal your miracle. The Lord just ministered to me. Please check, check. Hallelujah. I'm about to pray for the sick right now. Every infirmity bows to the name of Jesus. God has healed a lady. A lady. Is that the lady? Another one? Come. Come, you've been healed. When God speaks to one, he speaks to many. Look at just one prophetic word. Give them the mic. Is it working? What happened to you? Just tell us quickly.
I just felt a pain leave my chest.
You felt something leave you. Yeah. Do what you couldn't do before.
I felt pain in my chest.
Completely. Hold my hands. Never returns. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her go forever. Come, what happened to you now?
I've been having this burning pain here.
You've been having burning pain. How long? For how long?
I've been on drugs for over 2 weeks now.
You've been on drugs?
Yes. Uh-huh. The drugs is even in my bag right now.
The drugs, you go and bring it.
Talk to her. What happened? Please tell us.
A sharp pain left me.
A sharp pain right now just disappeared. Come on, are you celebrating Jesus? Look at the drugs. These are the drugs you take. In the name that is above all names. Hold the drugs. Just hold it. Hold it. Look at me. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are perfecting her. She will not need these drugs again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Check yourself. God is healing more people with this kind of pain. If it's happening to you, come out right now. Come out. God is healing people. Ulcers. Ulcers are going right now. Okay, she's been healed. God bless you. It's perfected in Jesus' name. Talk to me.
I've been having this pain of chest.
Please make sure you don't tell lies.
For the past 2 years now.
For the past
2 years now.
2 years.
Chest pain.
Yes,
sir. Okay. Anytime I try to breathe, it will hold. It will.
When you try to breathe, it will hold you.
It will hook me.
Uh huh.
Sometimes I will be crying, praying. My mom said that it is over, but I've been going to hospital to collect drugs. But I told my mom I can't take any drugs again. But I believe that God will heal me one day, one time.
What happened right now?
When you said that we should check, and when you prayed, I felt that something is out of me, and now I'm healed.
Breathe. Do breathe in deep. Any pain?
No,
any
sir.
Pain?
No, sir.
Just keep breathing. The power of God is coming on you. Lord, let that be the end of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Perfection in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. All right?
I've been having this chest pain for over 2 years and 6 months.
2 years, 6 months. 6 months. Yes. Pain.
If I breathe in, it just pain.
Okay, breathe in now. Breathe in right now. What happened to you right now? Complete pain. Hold my hands. Lord, it never returns to him again in the name of Jesus Christ.
I've been having this peptic ulcer since 2006.
Since 2006?
Yes, and recently...
Peptic ulcer. You are sure? Confirmed?
Yes.
Okay.
And last week, the thing started coming back again, and the pain was so severe. At times, it doesn't allow me to sleep at night. But as we're outside and we shouted Jesus, I felt...
You felt something.
Yes,
that wicked thing that has sat there, it must pack its load and leave this night.
I felt.
Hold my hands. I use this as a point of contact to every area of your body. That whatever has not been planted by my God lives your life forever. If you have problem in your eyes, God is going to heal all kinds of eye problems right now. Lay your hands there, please. I want to pray. Lay your hands. Please believe. Thank you, Jesus. When I pray for you, check yourself. And if you see a miracle, run out here. Even if you see that it has started, please don't tell lies. We are not playing gimmicks here. Some of you think it's an eye problem, but it's a demonic thing. I'm about to command it to leave you. Thank you, Jesus. Even itching in the eyes will leave. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I command. Eyes, be healed. Be healed. Now, be healed. Be healed. Every blind eye open. Every blind eye open. Partial blindness be gone. In the name of Jesus, long-sightedness, short-sightedness, glaucoma, every eye condition, be healed now. Please be checking yourselves. Check yourselves. God is doing miracles now. Check yourself. If you have any growth in your body, please check yourself. As you see God touching you, come out. I tell you, God is healing people. If there is any growth in any part of your body, what's wrong with him? Eye problem, bring him. God is healing people. Look at a miracle. Look at a big miracle. Look at this. Look at what is happening to these people. Look at, eyes are opening. Come on, give Jesus praise. Eyes are opening. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Every kind of eye condition. Hallelujah. We'll take the testimony. Check yourself. Don't let the devil stop you. What's the problem with him? Look at this.
He can't. Praise the Lord.
No. There's no time for that. What is wrong with him? This.
I can see.
Completely.
Yes.
Who brought him here?
We came together with
him. Mama. Okay, I'm going to pray for him. As I pray for him, keep testing him. When he can see you, just try him out. The Lord will heal him. Lay your hands on your... Let him lay his hands on your eyes. Lay your hands by yourself on your eyes. I command new eyes by the power of the Christ. How long has this been? Does she speak English?
1 year, 2 months. Yeah.
What happened to him?
It was glaucoma.
It's glaucoma.
So we went to the hospital and the doctor told me that he cannot cure me, that you go meet any man of God to heal me.
That he cannot help you.
Yeah, so I'm from Zankwa in Zankankata local government. So I had
You came
program.
All the way from Zankwa?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Jesus, heal these eyes. Glaucoma, I command you to be gone. Bow to the name of Jesus. Bow to the name of Jesus. I command these eyes to open right now. Open right now. Please check him. Test him. See, test him. Test him. Just test him. If you've seen anything, can you say, don't be afraid. This is a factory. Just test him. Sister, stand up. What is the...
I saw light.
You saw light. What are you seeing? Oh my God. Look at how this guy's eyes is so damaged. Huh? Can you see anything?
I can't see.
Look
the
at
the only thing I saw was the light I saw and it went.
You saw light?
Yeah, when you just finished praying. So I just opened my eye, then it went off again.
Okay, just keep looking at me. Please don't give up, alright? Get him a seat. Just keep looking at me. What happened to you?
I saw a sharp light in my eye.
You saw a sharp light. You see the same light again?
Yes, a sharp light.
You've been using glasses.
I've been using glasses over 2.5 years.
Who knows her?
Now.
Who knows her? Ah, okay, you all know. Who is your roommate? Roommate, where are you? Come now. Roommate, when we say roommate, where are you? You come out. You know her? So that you don't come out. You see, you know why we are doing this? Because of the stupidity around the body of Christ. Some people now can think that this is stage managed. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why we are calling the roommate. Do you know me? Huh? No, what I mean is, do I have a personal relationship with you? What happened now? Tell us the truth.
I saw a sharp light in my eyes.
A sharp light.
I fell down.
And then you fell under the anointing.
For 2.5 years, I can't concentrate for long. I can't read for more than 1 hour. Tears will just start falling off my eyes each
time. Until you use glasses.
Yes, until
give
I
her
use
something
glasses.
To read. Something tiny. Bible. Where are those small, small Bibles? Read Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. I'm holding your glasses.
Arise and shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Come on, give Jesus praise. I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. And right now, miracles everywhere. You were healed? Who
Pastor.
Brought this boy? Okay.
I'm
how are you?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let's hear the boy. Who brought him?
I come alone.
Alone?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
He's old enough to respond now for himself. Is that true? Okay. What happened to you? Please make sure we verify this.
I was praying from outside.
Okay.
Something entered me. So as I fell down and I come here, now I can't feel anything again.
You
then
can't.
Later, somebody hold me. Before I know, something started began working on my stomach.
Something started working in your stomach. How do you feel now? Was he blind? What was wrong?
I feel better.
You feel better. You were sick. What was wrong with you?
I was having stomachache.
Stomachache.
Yes, sir.
Lay your hands. It must be perfected right now. Hold me with one hand. You will see something moving and that will be the end of it. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Who brought this small boy?
I brought myself.
You brought her?
I brought myself.
You brought yourself. Ha!
Could you speak English when you were his age? What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Your name is what?
Victor.
Victor. You mean they allow little children to come on their own like this? Is he lives around or he took transport?
No, I came with my parents.
Oh, you came with your parents?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. What was wrong with you?
My eyes was itching me.
Your eyes used to itch you?
Yes.
And then what happened?
But now I can't feel it again.
You can't feel it again. To the shame of the devil. Father, let this be perfected. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who else? Who else? Please. Only eye conditions. Okay.
Praise God. I had these itchy eyes and it's always bringing out tears. The doctor recommended glasses, but I didn't go back to the doctor because I didn't want to use them. But there, something hit my stomach and my eyes.
Where?
When I was standing over
when
there.
When you were standing there? Who saw her? Is that true? Okay.
Yes, sir. So I...
And it's gone.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. To the shame of the devil. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is perfected. Never to return again.
From the beginning of this month, I've been having this... I don't know, every time I read, I skip the word or I just go blank. I don't know why. And it started from January.
You what?
I skip the word. Like when I start reading, I just skip the word or I just go blank. I don't know what happens to me.
What
and
do you
today,
go blank? Epileptic
yeah,
or something?
Today I was in class and we were reading. My friend was asking me, what's wrong with me? I'm reading the word. I'm mixing the word. I'm like, it started since this year. And she's like, okay, I need glasses. I'm like, I don't need glasses.
Oh, when you are reading?
Yes.
You will be skipping
yes,
the words.
I'll skip the word. I'll go blank. And I don't know why.
What happened to you now?
When we're praying, I laid my hands on my eye. And then a light just hit me. And my hands started
light again. You see the light?
My eyes got very hot. And then
your
I
eyes
felt
got
it open.
Hot.
Yes.
And you felt it open. To the shame of the devil, it will never come back again. Read Isaiah 51, just verse 1 and 2. Let's
see. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I call him alone, and blessed him, and increased him.
God bless you. It never returns in Jesus' name. You too?
Yeah.
Come. Okay.
It started 2011. I was having a pain in my eyes and an itch. So I feel like each time it comes, I feel heaviness in my eyes.
You feel heaviness
so
in
when
your
I
eyes.
Went to Chika, they told me it's pterygium. That is mostly pterygium. That is, I'm not supposed to survive. It's prominent among old people. So, and when I went, they prescribed some medications for me. I went
and what happened right now?
So, but while the prayer was going on, I felt that heaviness was relieved from my eyes.
Completely?
Yeah.
You feel any pain now?
No.
It's gone completely. Yeah. May it be perfected in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Sweetheart, how are you? What's your name?
Mercy.
We have brilliant children in Koinonia. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us smart children. You came on your own? Your sister brought you. What was wrong with you? Your eye used to itch you. Is he itching you now? What happened?
When I was playing, I put my eye.
You played your hand on your eyes.
I saw that the thing have gone.
Completely. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may it never return. In Jesus' name. Alright, the last person. Okay.
Sir, my eyes sometimes used to pain me. So, me and my mother, we went to sick day. They said that I needed glasses.
Okay.
But since that day, my mother and I never went. So, sometimes my eye would be itching me. I would start feeling sleepy. But now it has gone.
But now it has gone completely. Thank you, Jesus. May it never return again in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, while the worship team just leads us in a powerful session of worship, I want you to line up all the sick people, especially if you came here from outside Zaria. Please, let's give you priority. Just come out quickly and then the rest join them. Please, you came with a sick person. Now is the time for them to receive their healing. Very, very quickly. Please, we have a lot to do. Time is not on our side. Very quickly. Very quickly. Worship team, please help us. Hallelujah. Please bring them out quickly.
Line them up very quickly, please. Help them. Protocol ushers, direct them. Please, let's save time inside and outside. If you are sick, whether you are outside Zaria or not, just come. Please, come out. Now is the time for you to be healed. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. Those of us who are seated, begin to pray in tongues, please. Don't be distracted.
My God is awesome. He can move now.
That mountain of sickness will be moved right now. Whatever it is. Please keep coming quickly. Come and line yourself. As you come, just be praying and say, Lord, this is it. I am parting with this sickness.
Give me the valley, hide me from the rain. Say, my God, heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever He will reign. My God is
awesome.
My God is awesome.
I pray for you. Just begin to check yourself. Begin to check yourself. Let's pace them very quickly. Hallelujah. As I pray for you, please, I want you to believe. I already sense the healing anointing very strong on my hands. And as I pray for you, you'll be healed. You'll be delivered. No matter what it is, please, don't go back the same. You don't have to go back the same. You do not have to go back the same. No matter what the issue is, I want you to know that you are parting with this sickness right now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ.
righteous. He's righteous. He's righteous.
And the leg broke. Wait, you don't try to lift him. This guy had an accident. Look at me. Since when?
I think a week ago now.
You can't walk?
The nurse bandaged my leg.
So then what happened?
I couldn't walk very well again, so I removed the bandage.
Why did you remove the bandage?
Because pus was going out.
Pus was going out of the leg?
Yes.
Where is it? Ah, goodness. Look at this. Look at me, brother.
Yes, sir.
Look at me. He's paining you now. Look at me. Just stretch the leg. Look at me. It's a demon. This is not accident. Thank you, Jesus. Look at everybody seeing it. I'm happy you're seeing it. Show them, please. Put it on the screen. Now let this leg be healed right now. Right now, in the name of the Christ. Can you see the guy has suddenly become relaxed? This is somebody that could not sit down. Something affected the bone in the accident. I joined this bone back. Now, who is a witness that he really had the accident? Who knows? You saw him limping when he came. Okay. Well, hold on. Something is happening to you. Thank you, Jesus. I fix this leg right now. Within days, this thing will dry up. Look at me. Stand up. Walk. Come. Walk. Do what you couldn't do. Just do what you couldn't do. See, he's surprised. He's shocked looking at his leg. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Give Jesus praise. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. Hold on. See, the guy, what is happening to you?
The leg is drying up.
You are feeling it now. Everybody clear the way for him. Rush, go and come back. Walk, go and come back. Go down there and come back. Look at this guy, could not walk. He had an accident with this leg. Come, walk as fast as you can. Look at the boy, he's crying. Look at this. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. No man can do these things except God be with him. This is not for the glory of any man. Lord, we give you praise for that which you are doing in our midst. This leg dries up in the name of Jesus Christ.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain.
My God
is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I'm weak. When my heart
is weak.
He's the
rain.
Oh,
injection.
What's injection?
Injection. It spoiled the leg. Which of them?
The right.
You've never been able to use it.
Except with age.
Except?
With an age.
Try to move it. Just where is which one? Which of them? Try to move it. Eh? Just do what I'm telling you to do. Try to stamp it. Without this, eh?
Not far.
But can you walk without this?
Shortly.
Very short. Can you try right now?
Sure.
Do you think you can? Hold my hands. Let's try. Stand up. Look at me. If anybody supports you, if someone supports you, will you be able to walk? If nobody supports you, can you walk? You'll fall. Okay, let's see. Try to walk. Come. Hold my hands. That devil of diabetes. It's time for you to leave now. Hypertension. You are a spirit. I command you out of her life and out of her family. Mommy, be healed now. Now. Take off everything you have put in her stomach and out you go now. Now! Did you bring your prayer requests? Please start passing them quickly. Look at me. God is healing you right now. The power of God is going through your hands. You're being healed right now. Pass the request to the last person at the side. Outside, please do the same thing. Let's save time. Everything you have written on this request will be answered in the name of Jesus. Please pass it. Pass it quickly. Heal now. I cause hernia from your dad in the name of Jesus.
Forever you're the same. I come out to give my
let's go now.
You lifted me, gave me a song. I come out to give my so
pass the request quickly.
You are the great and mighty God.
Just leave her. Lord, she's totally free.
You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful form. You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful form.
Please bring the request.
You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised.
Usher, quickly, quickly, quickly. If you don't have your request, write
you
one quickly.
You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God. Yeah.
Anyone attending to those outside? Those outside, please. Let's have their request. I hope there's a way of getting the ones on Facebook and all of that. If we can't, we can just reach out to them by faith. Please make sure that you have a prayer request. God answers prayers here.
You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised, beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole world. Lord, you are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised, beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole world. And you are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. You are the joy of the whole world, and you are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised in the whole situation.
Hallelujah. Please, everybody, rise if you can. Please, this is a very prophetic moment. Please, we'll start praying. The rest can come and join us. This other pastor, please. Praise God. Listen, please understand that this is not a religion that is done every miracle Sunday. This is done on instruction. And this is biblical. The Bible says, when Hezekiah was threatened, he took the threat letter before God on the altar and dropped it there. Are you getting my point? These requests have threatened the lives and the families of many of us. That's why we are bringing it before God and we are saying, Lord, if you do not step in, nothing can be done. But I want you to know that within the next 5 minutes or thereabout, as we begin to prophesy and lay hands on this, the angel of the Lord's presence will go to different families, different places, and begin to work miracles. Hallelujah. So all you're going to do is just stretch your hands here and be praying in tongues.
while the worship team leads us in worship, just keep worshiping as they pray in tongues. Is that okay? Please go ahead. Shekata ba 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 ba.
You do wonders in me.
Shekata ba 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 kataba. Unto you that answers prayer will all flesh come. My God, in the name of Jesus, we trust you. Stretch your hands, O God, and visit your people. Stretch your hands, O God, and visit your people. Stretch your hands, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands, O God. Lord, let impossible miracles happen. We bring this before the altar, that which threatens the Christian experience of your people. My God, I pray that every request here be turned into testimonies. Let there be deliverances, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Sarapaki Jalima Zatala Broki Jilibana Zataya. God of all flesh, Jarapakata Shilia, Lezareka Patasha, we declare, Lazata Patasha, the one that parted the Red Sea, Rakapata Shitalaba, Ribizuri Branine Koto Shitalaba, do the impossible right now, do the impossible, do the impossible, do the impossible. You break upon the rings and you parted into two, do the impossible right now. Behold the requests of your people. Behold their heart desires. Let there be miracles now. Intervene now. Intervene now. Intervene now. In the name of Jesus. We declare way where there seems to be no way right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as a result of an intervention, let there be influx of testimonies. Testimonies. Testimonies in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that which was impossible with men, oh God, will they will declare that with this request, oh God, let there be possibility right now, in the name of Jesus, miracles, miracles, open doors, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, for your great intervention. Thank you, mighty God, for the great turnaround. Blessed be the name forevermore. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. We command that these requests be turned into testimonies. In the name of Jesus, let there be mighty miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, everyone, stand. Everywhere, please stand. I'm about to prophesy into our lives. Lay your hand on her chest. Out now. Release her and go. Now!
And he said to me, prophesy. And I prophesied as I was commanded, not as I wanted. I prophesied as I was commanded. And there was a sound, a rattling sound, and bones began to be joined to bones. And he said unto me, son of man, prophesy to the four winds. And I prophesied, O wind, breathe upon this slain. And the wind came and breathed upon the slain, and there stood an exceeding great army. I want to prophesy over your life. I want you to shout amen at the top of your voice. Please believe it. Prophecy is creative. Hallelujah. Please play strings. Thank you, Father, because you always hear me when I call. Lord, as I prophesy over your people, let it not be a ritual, I pray. Nothing will happen if your power does not make it happen. Therefore, I pray that the angels that confirm the words of his messengers, may they back this word and bring it to pass. Let this word become your word, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this word become your word, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this word become your word, O God. Hallelujah. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham, son of the Most High, possessor of the heavens and the earth. And the prophet said in Samaria, by this time tomorrow, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. He said, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. By a prophet he brought them out of Egypt, and by a prophet they were preserved. Says he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Do the impossible. Do the impossible. I'm not singing. Just concentrate. My God, would you step in and do the impossible? Do the impossible. Change the unchangeable. Change the unchangeable. My God, step in. Do the impossible. Do the impossible. Please lift your hands. In the name that is above all names, the name that causes demons to tremble, the name that causes breakthrough and deliverance, I command right now, let there be supernatural restoration for everything that you have lost. Restoration now. Restoration now. Restoration by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive restoration. Everything you have lost, for whatever reason it was lost, I command restoration of opportunities in the name of Jesus. Restoration of destiny helpers. Restoration of the years that the cankerworm has eaten. Now, hallelujah. Every handwriting against your destiny that has said 2014 will be a year of frustration, in the name that is above all names, Be cancelled now. In the book of Job, he says, in six things will he deliver you, yea, in seven things. And one of them is the scourging tongues of men. When men sit down and make enchantment in the name of the God that I serve, Zedete Kabarekata, every curse, every pronouncement over your life, because now, for he has broken the gates of brass and he has cut the irons in sunder. My God, I pray, every door that has been closed over your people, in the name that is above all names, if God be in this place, I command those two lift gates be opened now. Be opened now. I prophesy, be opened now. By the power of prophecy, be opened now. Everyone called jobless in this place, in the name that is above every other name, Satele Kabande Kretisakad, Ashetete Balakata Bregede Balada Bagada Baga. Is there any man in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? And they brought Mephibosheth, a man who was not qualified, but the favor of God made him to sit at table with David. I pray, by the favor of God, wherever you need favor for jobs, I prophesy, receive it now. Receive it now. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west, I command jobs. Every man that has said over his dead body for you to move forward, may his prophecy come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to break that power that limits men. Every limitation, every embargo that has been placed over your life, that is said, thus far have you come. I speak from the heavens in the name of Jesus. Limitations, be lifted now. Be lifted now. Be lifted now. I command, break records. Break records. Set new records. Do what has not been done. I pray for everyone whose family member is overdue to be promoted. The Bible says, withhold not good from him who is due, when it is within your power to do so. It is within their power to bring the promotion. Therefore I pray, in the name that is above all names, We enforce that promotion now. We enforce it now. Everything that has died in your life, hear ye the word of the Lord. Come alive now. Dead relationships, come alive now. I pray for your academics. For he has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak the word in due season to him that is weary. He said, my tongue is the pen of the ready writer. My heart has indicted a good matter. Yea, I speak of excellent things. Daniel was made 10 times better. Mandeke lakata. He said, I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that your enemies will not be able to resist nor gainsay. That when you stand before them, you shall not think of what to say. For in that very hour it will be the spirit of your father speaking. I pray, everyone called dull, I change that testimony now. Everyone on probation, we take you out of it now. We take you out of it now. Everyone on probation, we take you out of it now. Every missing script, every injustice done to everyone, I command the angel of the Lord to go to every department, every faculty. Let justice be done in the name of Jesus. And everyone that has vowed that you will not graduate, in the name that is above all names, we graduate you right here. We graduate you right here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we graduate you right here. That cause of hardship that is upon our families, they walk like elephants and eat like ants. Tonight, in the name that is above all names, let that cause of hardship be lifted. Let it be lifted. I speak to every job here, receive increase. I speak to every business here, grow. I command you to grow. I speak to every ministry, expand and break levels. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the favor of God that can mark you and distinguish you among your peers, I prophesy, may that mantle of favor hit you where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that favor hit you where you are. In the name of Jesus, may that favor hit you where you are. May that favor change you. May it cause men to bless you. Hallelujah. And I pray, may the presence of God go with you. Everywhere you go, everyone struggling with any habit here that is not of God, pornography, masturbation, whatever it ends here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It ends here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. It ends here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dead spiritual life, shatata baba 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 baba. Every dead prayer life, every dead word study life, in the name that is above all names, come alive now. Receive the fire for prayer. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. The fire for prayer. Take it. The spirit of prayer and supplication. Take it. Let it come upon you like a tornado in the name of Jesus. Grace to pray. Grace to study. Grace to understand. Hallelujah. Every hidden gift, every hidden talent, every ability that can bless you that has refused to arise, I pray. The Bible says the gift of a man makes room. I pray every hidden gift that the devil has buried, I prophesy, let it come alive and bless you now. Let it come alive and bless you now. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. When I cry,
for lifting. Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting
my head. One more time. Thank you for lifting.
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 Thank you for lifting
my head.
My head.
Hallelujah. Please remain standing. There are people here tonight who are saying, I'm tired of my life. I'm tired of living my life the way I want. I need to surrender my life to a God that is higher and greater than me. Some of you have probably given your heart to the Lord. Please listen. But tonight Jesus is calling. You may have a Christian name. That's not the same as salvation. You may even be a pastor. That's not the same as salvation. Tonight the Lord is calling many of you who have been living your lives your own way to relinquish that hold and surrender it completely. I'm going to make an altar call. Just 1 to 5. I want you to run from outside, from inside. Please run like your life depends on it. You are saying, Lord, I am tired. Take it. Take it. It is yours. And I'm giving it back to you. I am tired of living life my own way. I have done my best. I relinquish that hold. 1. Please rush quickly. Celebrate them as they come. 2. Just come and as you stand here, just begin to pray. And say, Lord, take over. Take over. That's the song. God bless you. You are saying, Lord, I surrender everything. I've been living my life the way I want. But tonight, I mean business with you. 4. Please don't let anybody stop you from coming. Don't let the devil say you are too far. Start running from there. Young and old. Join us. If you are coming, please keep running. Don't let the devil stop you. Don't let your friend or your family member stop you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you for all those coming. Thank you for that bold step. Don't let your friend stop you. Thank you. Our mother is coming. God bless you. God bless you. No matter how old, no matter how young, Jesus is calling you tonight. God is still speaking to you. You are saying, Jesus, take everything, take over. I'm tired of living my life my own way.
I give to you withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Hallelujah. I salute every one of you for coming. Don't make this an emotional decision. Mean it from the depths of your heart. No matter what you have done wrong, no matter how you've lived your life,
I want you to know that there is a fountain that flows from Emmanuel's veins. And that fountain flows to bless you. It flows to wash you. It flows to cleanse you. Lift your right hand and say this from the depths of your heart. Please, you are not reciting a poem. This is between you and the Lord Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you, unable to help myself. I ask you to help me. Cleanse me. Wash me with your precious blood. I truly repent of my sins. In the name of Jesus, I receive eternal life into my spirit from today. No backsliding. Some of you, as you are praying this, I tell you, the power of the devil will be broken. All of the chains. You're going to say, Satan, I denounce you right now. Take your hands and leave my life. I declare that I'm saved. I'm a child of God. The Lord will use me to do mighty things for His glory. I cut away from wrong associations and everything that takes your place in my life. From today, I'm sold out and totally surrendered. Now keep your hands lifted. Father, bless these ones. You have brought them. Use them mightily. Let the power of sin be broken in their lives. Let the power of the grave be broken. Let the power of the flesh be broken. Anoint them and use them mightily, O God. Let this not be an emotional decision. Let this be a genuine decision. In the name of Jesus, make mighty men out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congratulations. I want you to look at me. I congratulate you for this great decision. Everyone here made this decision at one point. Now, I'd like you to just follow our ushers. There's a wonderful sister waving her hand. I want you to just follow them. They'll give you some information and they'll meet with you tomorrow. God bless you. Please follow them. Follow them very quickly, please. All those worshiping with us for the first time, if this is your first time here at Koinonia, we love you. Please leave your seat and run out here quickly and let us pray and speak a word of blessing. God bless you. If this is your first time, wherever you are, just run and come. There is a special blessing for you. Don't wait for your neighbor. You are the first person. Koinonia, is this the best you can do for them? Thank you. Thank you for coming. We celebrate you. We honor you. We thank you. Keep coming. Don't stop. We have a prayer for you and we have a blessing. And all those who took the pain to invite anybody here, may God invite all the blessings you need in your life. I'm very serious. I'm not just saying it. If anyone came here as a result of your invitation, I pray that my God will invite every good thing and every good person into your life in Jesus' name. Thank you for coming. This is Koinonia. We love you. We bless you. I believe you are blessed tonight. You will never be the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Prophesy upon their lives, Koinonia. Bless them. We speak the blessings of the heavens upon your life. We bless you with the blessings of the house. We bless you with prosperity. We bless you with hunger for the things of the Spirit. We bless you with wisdom and revelation and understanding. We bless you with grace. We bless you with the power of the Holy Spirit. May you experience the life of God in a new dimension. May God plant a hunger for spiritual things in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you once again for coming. We love you. We're always here Fridays. And I assure you that your life will never be the same. Please, you'll follow the ushers. They'll have your details. They'll welcome you more on our behalf. And you'll be back to your seat. God bless you. Thank you very much. Celebrate them, Koinonia. Thank you for coming.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/koinonia-trinity-network-international. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Trinity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.